Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car one last time this season, leaving Mackey Arena, this time following Purdue's 67-58 win over Indiana in the regular season finale. This is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast brought to you by Fouts Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, where I ate last night. It was excellent. Charters Team Remaxability Plus, JFQ Lending, and Gridiron Metalworks. Please keep all of them in mind for whatever respective services they might have to offer you. Purdue wins 67-58. Purdue's fifth straight win to close the regular season. It's ninth straight win over Indiana, and a win that clinches for Purdue at least the number four seed to the Big Ten tournament, which could be the three seed depending on how Iowa-Wisconsin turns out. I'm just assuming Iowa's going to win that game, so I've been saying the four seed. Probably shouldn't assume anything given this Big Ten season. Be that as it may, I'm off track here. So Purdue's had a remarkable season. I don't really know how much I have to say about the game because I think the outcome was pretty expected. I think these teams are on very different trajectories right now. Indiana's banged up. Armaan Franklin being out is a real problem for them. Race Thompson being limited is a real problem for them. And they're just in a bad place as a team right now, whereas Purdue is obviously seems to be peaking at the right time. So the game, you know, didn't offer a whole lot of suspense. There were a couple of moments where, you know, people perhaps got a little uncomfortable. Indiana got within four at one point, five at another point, opened up 7-0. But I think the outcome surprises no one. I think you have to give Indiana a lot of credit. There were some situations there where it looked like Purdue was going to run away and win this game by 15, 20 points or whatever. And every time they did, Indiana answered. And I think you have to give them a little bit of credit for competing in the situation they're in and all that stuff. But Purdue is just too much. Purdue is, you know, rolling right now. And I think culminated a really, really impressive regular season in predictable fashion here. And, you know, it's pretty fitting that it's been freshmen kind of carrying him down the stretch, because the freshman made this season possible. For as good and steady and all of that stuff as Travion Williams, who's been outstanding all season long, he's not been as productive lately, but he's been outstanding. As good and steady and all of that stuff, and as good a leadership group as Travion Williams, Eric Hunter, Sasha Stefanovic, and Aaron Wheeler have been for Purdue, this season wasn't possible without those freshmen, you know, being ready. And there's just too many of them. You can't have a good season if half your team is a freshman and plays like it. And the great thing about this freshman class has been that they've never shied away from the moment. They're all really good. That's a good starting point. B, they're stable people. They're good people. They work hard. They work really hard. I think they are a lot like the 2014 class, in which they immediately reestablish the culture Purdue wants to have, because they work really hard, they take basketball really seriously, they're pretty low maintenance guys, if any maintenance guys, from what I can tell, and that's how you build good teams, that's how you build good programs. And this is kind of a consummate Purdue class, only maybe a little bit more talented than a lot of the classes Purdue's had. Just when you look at what Zach Edey and Jaden Ivey have done lately, it's just absolutely remarkable. Especially Zach Edey. This is a guy who, you know, as was pointed out, I think, by BTN, this is a guy who hadn't even been playing basketball the last time Indiana beat Purdue. He's played so little basketball in his life. He comes in now, he dominates right out of the gate against people who've never seen anything like him before. But now, at the end of the year, in March, in the Big Ten, the toughest conference in America, Zach Edey's dominating Wisconsin, dominating Indiana, just carrying Purdue at times. Really important minutes. The last two games, the last 10 minutes, these games have hung in the balance to a certain extent, and Zach Edey was Purdue's best player, and that is simply remarkable to me. He has a very, very, very bright future at Purdue. He has a very, very bright future playing basketball after Purdue. Not to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but that's reality. So does Jaden Ivey on both of those fronts, and he has just become a star. He has... If Hunter Dickinson wasn't in the Big Ten, there's your Big Ten Freshman of the Year right now. And keep in mind, this is a guy who started the Big Ten season. I can't speak tonight. The Big Ten season slow because he was hurt in the preseason. And had he not gotten hurt and missed those five games and all the practice that came along with it, and then, you know, been slowed thereafter, presumably, you know, who knows what Purdue would have been capable of this year. But he has become an absolute star. He will might be a preseason All Big Ten player next year, as might Zach Edey for all we know, and Travion Williams will be as well. So Purdue's in a good spot here from a talent perspective. You know, people often look at Purdue as the team that does more with less, but I think when you look at this freshman class, Purdue's not that team anymore. They're not that overachieving little engine that could, that takes, you know, the much demonized, quote, three-star recruit and turns him into a player and turns them into a team. You know, people never understood that team a couple years ago because people looked at Grady Eifert and they're like, what's that? A lot of those people didn't really understand, you know, that Purdue team, nor do a lot of people understand why that Purdue team was good. But people would always look at Purdue, probably because of Grady Eifert, and talk about Purdue and kind of brand them as that team that just takes five guys off the street and, you know, turns them into a good basketball team. This season is the opposite of that. Purdue is legit talented. They are top third to top, you know, 30% of the Big Ten talent-wise. They've got better players in Indiana. They've got better players in Michigan State. They've got better players in Wisconsin. They're right there with Iowa. They don't have as much experience as some of those teams, but experience hasn't mattered one bit this season. I don't think I remember a game this season where Purdue looked like a team that was playing, that half of its rotation was freshmen. That's a credit to them. They never had that game. And I've been trying to jinx them on this for weeks because I keep mentioning it, but they never had that game where they just sucked. They just didn't show up and they didn't play. And older Purdue teams have had those games. Lots of teams around the Big Ten have just had games where they just get their ass kicked. And that's never happened to Purdue. Pardon my language if your sensibilities are delicate. But Purdue's never had that game. And that's a credit to this team's personal consistency, basketball consistency, its leadership, all of that stuff. Purdue has just had an absolute blockbuster of a season thus far. And I'll remind you once again, this is the ground floor. This is the transitional year, the year where I'm sure behind closed doors, Purdue probably looked at things like, hey, let's just see what happens and what that maybe that means for next year. And look what happened. And what does that mean for next year? That's a really enticing question Purdue will spend the offseason pondering. But this season's not over. I think that obviously has to be mentioned here. Purdue's red hot going to the Big Ten tournament. Purdue will have a nice seed in the NCAA tournament after that. Anything's possible. If this season has shown us anything, it's that anything is possible, and the best may be yet to come here these next couple weeks. I'm sorry, I can't speak tonight. I don't know what's going on. I'm falling all over my words. So that's what I got from Purdue's win over Indiana to close the regular season. I'm sure one Purdue fans enjoyed very much. So this has been your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, where I ate last night, and it was outstanding. Once again, Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, JFQ Lending, and Gridiron Metalworks. So we'll talk to you guys again after Purdue's Big Ten opener on Friday, Big Ten Tournament opener on Friday, and thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate it. Take care.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.